This is a pre-recorded broadcast of Scorecard Scribblings. Hasn't seen everything in sports, but sometimes he acts like it, and his guests probably have. Now, the host of Scorecard Scribblings, your sports guy, Brent Weber.
Previously aired interview. We'll also have interviews with perhaps future professional athletes. You never know, Andy Bayena and Tyler Thompson, two members of this summer's Reading Colt 45's team. That's all part of tonight's special edition, 4th of July week edition of Scorecard Scribblings. You can find out more about the show at scorecardscribblings.com. So let's get right to it. Welcome back to Scorecard Scribblings with Bill Plummer. The young kids just know you as Coach Plummer out here with the Colt 45's, but in, I hate to say it this way, half century of baseball, you've pretty much been a player and a coach, even an administrator out there, and done a little bit of everything. At the end of the day, this is what I think you like the most, isn't it, working with these young guys?
Yeah, no administrating for me, no. Okay. I've always been on the field, player development. So, this is what I like, coaching. Probably the biggest thing after I retired is missing the kids. So this has been kind of nice a couple times a year to come out here and do this and work with the young players.
And you were mentioning working as an instructor at the major league level, working with multiple teams, multiple players. It is still a young man's game. I mean, at the end of the day, learning the fundamentals, the things that got you to the big leagues, and those are the things that still really matter the most. And they don't necessarily have them even when they get to the pro ranks.
Yeah, well, I mean, mostly you're changing kids and teaching them, and then it's repetition. And the thing about what most kids don't understand, professional baseball is every day. So, I mean, the kids show up, they work hard, they put in long days, long hours, long bus rides. So a lot of travel, not a great place to eat at times, and not a lot of money in the minor league. So it's different, but it's all about instruction and repetition. And once you get to an organization, you start to develop their fundamentals and teach them the right way to do things, the wrong way to do it. How to run the bases, every area is covered. You do all the individual work and deep with all the kids, and then you teach them how to play the game the right way, too.
When we talk about those things, it's not just, as you mentioned, the work around the cage that's how to play the right game the right way. I think just seeing how to handle yourself on a day-in, day-out basis and be accountable, because even as you move into college, you're kind of moving into a not mom and dad anymore. It's other people are counting on you, and you guys show by example that way too.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of think about it. How many kids go out of high school and play college ball? So, that's, and then you go and say, oh, how many kids are going to play pro ball? So it's really slim. And the opportunities, the kids have to decide that they really want it. You got to love the game, and you have to put a lot of time in, a lot of effort, and you have to come to the ballpark every day to learn something.
Of course, those who aren't familiar, Decade is a major league catcher and, of course, part of the Big Red Machine. Also a big league manager, managed in the minors. I tried to go down the list of all the clubs you've been involved with, but certainly once your playing days were over, there was no getting baseball out of you. Did you ever just take a year off and go fishing?
No, I enjoyed it. I probably missed managing more than anything in the minor leagues. It was just with the kids and with the competition and handling the pitching staff. A lot of those things are starting to go by the wayside. There's too many rules and regulations, and a lot of people in the front office kind of handle at the major league level on down. So it's just different, but I had a great time. I enjoyed managing. I think I probably managed over 2,500 games, managed in Venezuela about 3 years, managed in Mexico a couple of years, played in Puerto Rico, Mexico, and also in Venezuela. So I've had a really great career, and had a lot of fun, and had an opportunity to teach. I managed a lot, and then I was a catching coordinator for a lot of years full-time with the Diamondbacks. And then when I was with Seattle for 15 years, I handled the catching most of the time in the minor leagues and at the major league level sometimes. So it's always been fun for me, and it's something that you enjoy doing. I've been with quite a few organizations, so and they're all the same. It's about trying to get better and trying to teach your kids how to get better.
We talk about changes, and we can talk more about it, but One thing we're seeing this year, I'm just throwing you a today Major League Baseball question, is balls flying out of the ballpark. It's hard not to believe that we aren't looking at a tighter wound ball or something like that, the way we're seeing teams just ripping apart home run records.
Yeah, well, kids are bigger and stronger. You know, they throw harder, but when they throw it down the middle, it doesn't come back. So, yes, any league, and you see that with his kids. They're big, strong, and they don't miss their pitch when they get it. You know, I think, too, the kids concentrate more about velocity they do than command nowadays. You know, not that it's great to be able to throw 98, but you still got to command it.
Well, and I heard some broadcasters, in fact, saying these same things today. There's some organizations that do that, too. They rush a guy along at times. And I know for you in development and working, how do you fight that love of?
Well, it's the idea of, you know, kids want to be able to do it and throw hard. I totally understand that. But they have to come up with a second and third pitch. Until they get command and have an off-speed pitch, then you start to see them really excel. You know, sometimes kids have a better life than others. They can get by with it, too. They talk about the spin. I guess it's what they talk about, the spin ratio now. And guys that have better spin, you know, the harder to hit, they don't quite have to throw as hard. So there's a lot of things going on. Analytics is, you know, taking over a lot of areas in the game. And I still think it's about baseball, and it's about people to the game. And it's fun to play. And I think you still have to have personal decisions, too. A lot of guys manage by their seat of their pants, which I think is good, too.
You're not buying into my theory that these are juiced balls.
Well, I don't know. The guys are pretty big. The ballparks are a little smaller, and they throw harder, so you just have to get the barrel to it.
We're talking to Bill Plummer, who the Colt 45s have the pleasure of having work with him at multiple levels of the game. The catchers out at the batting cage, and certainly is a big part of Barrick Fasking and Rick Bassetti's team running things up. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more with Bill Plummer. You're listening to Scorecard Scribblings.
Hardly fools ever change, and I can't help falling in love with you.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Market volatility has become a fact of life. What does this mean for your investments? Are you aware of and prepared for the risks volatility poses to your portfolio? Should you consider changing your specific holdings or the mix of assets in your account?
Rick Hill and Rory Greek Financial Advisors, the Pathfinder Group at Morgan Stanley, can give you insights about these and other questions and can also suggest strategies that may help better prepare you for the market's ups and downs.
Please call Rick Hill or Rory Greek Financial Advisors at the Redding, California branch at Rick Hill or Rory Greek at 223-4200.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley. Stanley Smith Barney, LLC, member SIPC.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
I want you to want me.
Get ready for a musical institution. Cheap Trick, live. Saturday, July 6th, 7:30, Reading Civic Auditorium. An unbelievable night filled with all the hits. Cheap Trick. 40 years, and the legacy continues. Cheap Trick in an unforgettable performance. Saturday, July 6th, 7:30, Reading Civic Auditorium. Tickets on sale now at readingcivic.com, the Reading Civic box office, or by calling 530-229-0022.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
This is a pre-recorded broadcast of Scorecard Scribblings.
Hey everybody, Brent Weber, special edition of ScorecardScribblings.com tonight with interviews from Andy Baena, Tyler Thompson, and Bill Plummer, all part of our pregame show on Colt 45's broadcasts. So stick around for this hour, special 4th of July edition. Here's some more. Welcome back to Scorecard Scribblings. I'm Brent Weber talking with Bill Plummer and trying not to be a fanboy because, you know, it was my era of really knowing and loving and learning baseball, and I was a catcher as a kid, and we had just moved to Atlanta from a place called Dayton, Ohio, so we had a love for the Reds already, and then we moved to Atlanta, and the Big Red Machine becomes what it becomes, and Bill Plummer, in those days, you belonged to them, and you were going to pretty much have to stay with them pre-free agency for a good part of your career, and you know, everybody had that ball card too, not just Johnny Bench's, but yours. So looking back, doesn't seem like yesterday, I guess, but what a time of your life.
No, it was great. I mean, a little frustrating when I first started because I played, 120 games every year in the minor leagues, and you know, when you got an opportunity to make the big club, I was really excited about it. And we had a great year. We were in we played the World Series against, lost to Oakland that year in seven games. But they always treated me very well, and Sparky treated me well, too. I mean, I look back as a manager, I wouldn't have played me either with bench there. So it's that process of just getting opportunity. But great time, great years. You know, I still have friends from that team. You know, you never lose them, and they're great friends. And a lot of the managers and coaches have gone now. They're passed away, starting to pass away, Sparky and some of his coaching staff, too. It was really a great time, and we came to the ballpark every day, and we knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
You know, what people don't realize, and that for all of the games that Bench played in those days, there were stretches. I mean, he struggled those 75, 76 years with some injuries, and you stepped in, as your teammates always said, this guy works so hard. Plummer, if he gives you a chance, you're not going to regret it. And you did. You played well in those key years when you got the chance.
Well, I was pretty good defensively. Offensively, still lacking a little bit compared to Bench and the other, yeah. The big red machine. It was fun watching those guys play. But like I said, I had my opportunities, had my days, not a lot, but a lot of fun. And you never lose those memories. And, you know, when you don't really think about it when you're going through it, but when you look back on it, you see how fortunate you were to play on a team like that. A lot of Hall of Famers.
I should have said at the very top that you're in the Shasta County Hall of Fame, and this is home. You came back. You went to Anderson Union High School. And, you know, decided to make this the place to call home for the duration. Why? You guys could have lived anywhere.
Yeah, well, I signed out of Shasta College. I had a lot of grandkids here, too. That was one of the big reasons when I came back, too. All my grandkids here, my two daughters, and we had Billy here, and I thought it was a great place to raise somebody, and that's kind of what we've done, and we like it in this area. Beautiful area.
How's it? I haven't asked the kid, but he seems pretty laid back. How is it coaching your son at this level?
It's good. I mean, I try to let him make some of his own decisions, start to have some idea of what he wants to do. And that's kind of what happened this year at the end of the college year. He wanted to pitch. He didn't want to catch anymore. And I'm happy for him. He really loves it. He likes it. I think he's going to be good at it. He's only had about maybe 10 or 12 outings, but he's hanging in there, and he's learning a lot, and he's going to get a lot better.
And you have a grandson that's moved up in the pro ranks.
Yeah, really fortunate. Connor's he came out of Masters College, signed with the Giants. I think he was about the 17th, 18th round pick, and has worked his way up. Now he's in AAA. He's had really three really good starts there too. So I'm really happy for him. Hopefully this will be the year that he gets to go to the big leagues.
Back to the baseball days, the playing days. I jokingly said to you, when's the Bill Plummer book going to come out? Because, you know, I think all the starters probably, all those, the key cogs of the Big Red Machine have written them. But when you're sitting, when you'd rather be playing because you're a competitor and you're watching, and sometimes I understand you were called on to be the mediator as well with your teammates. That was the old days of baseball. Everybody traveled together. Everybody stayed together. It was a different game in that way, wasn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, you're family. You know, you've been around each other a lot. Spring training, every day. And we were a great club. I mean, we went out and after the game together. You know, we were at the park together. We pulled for each other. So, you know, you're there with them 7-8 years. It's a long time, and you make really great friends.
When it came to getting an opportunity, you got to go to Seattle, but as you were maybe what 5 years before off of free agency being of any use to you, that's the single biggest change in the game, I think, maybe even historically.
Yeah, I mean, when Kurt Flood challenged the reserve clause, you know, that's kind of started with Messerschmitt and those people. I was still at the end of my career, so nobody's really going to go give me a 3-year contract anywhere and a lot of money. I was just trying to hang in there, and as a backup catcher, you know, I spent almost 9-10 years doing that same type of job. So if you were wanted in the right place, nowadays you see those guys that have their own pitcher and stuff like that, the veteran guys that come in and help a ball club. And I always wanted to have a veteran catcher on my staff, too, whenever I manage somewhere, because it really helps the young pitchers.
We think of the Kevin Costner character in Bull Durham, even the Tom Berenger character in Major League. I did just see Billy wearing a Wild Thing hat,
yeah,
I think, in
yeah.
there.
But it's experience, you know. I mean, it's all about. It's about guys that have experience and help young players. The game is tough, and there's a lot of pressure day in and day out. It was a lot different when we played. We didn't have a lot of coaches. Didn't have a lot of hitting guys. You learned the game from the veteran players in the clubhouse after the game. You spent a lot of time talking about baseball and, you know, how you hit this guy, how'd you do this, what were you looking for here, how can I make myself better in certain areas. So that's kind of where you learned a lot from. You had one manager and a trainer. That was it. I started that way, too. So, you know, you spend a lot of time with one-on-ones and talk to a lot of your players and your veteran guys, and it helps you.
Before we let you go, the rest of this summer? You know, I mean, you played enough baseball where you do have to teach these guys to go day to day. What does a Bill Plummer try to say, I want to accomplish this summer, or is it all just day to day?
Well, it's just day to day. I mean, basically what you want to see is just the kids do better and have success and take it into their next level. We're kind of an in-between area. This is kind of their area to come where and learn a little bit what they need to learn and get better for their college season. That's what it's all about. And you hope that what you teach them here will carry over and help them become a better player. And, you know, like I said, they have host families. They have a lot of kids and a lot of people that come out here and stay, and they have a great time. This area is beautiful. The 45s really do a great job. And, you know, like we're keeping one Zach Billingsley's with us. So, I mean, and it's a nice time to do that. The kids give them an opportunity to be here and be able to play baseball.
Bill Plummer, thanks for joining us on Scorecard Scribblings. Baseball next home game, in fact, not until the 4th of July. So you all get a few days off from the ballpark while they go on the road. I'm Brent Weber. We'll be back to wrap the show up in just a moment.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
To come into a place with this many people and not know the people and be comfortable immediately, that says so much to me. Everybody's so happy. Everybody's talking to everybody. I felt apart the minute I moved in. The music that's brought in, what a wonderful thing to do for people, that we can go down and sit and relax and be entertained. I absolutely cannot imagine a thing that could be done around here that would improve it in any way.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents, just like Phyllis, love living here. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell, or check us out on the web, river-commons.com.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. ministry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
This is Ted Leidy with the Northern Firearms Instruction Personal Protection Tip of the Day. If you have the ability to park in a garage or carport, do it. Criminals identify dark streets and alleys to target unsuspecting victims who are distracted with loading or unloading packages or children. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's the case, give us a call at NFI at 999-1822 or to find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses, visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This is a pre-recorded broadcast of Scorecard Scribblings.
But Brent Weber, Scorecard Scribblings tonight. Previous interviews with Colt 45's players and coaches. That's all part of tonight's special edition, 4th of July week edition of Scorecard Scribblings. You can find out more about the show at scorecardscribblings.com. So let's get right to it. I do want to start, though, Tyler Thompson, because I think you ended that inning, didn't you? The long, long inning. Tyler Thompson, center fielder from Highland, Utah. And we're going to talk about the season and your experiences. But first I want to ask about that last out. Because yeah. Wasn't it the high pop that was circling around? No way you were letting that one drop.
No. So, yeah, I saw it off the bat. And then when it gets up into that wind, it starts spinning a little bit. And so I had to spin around. And then I saw it still tailing away from me. And so I had to try and track it down and find a good route to it and make a diving play for it.
Yeah, it was because at that point, the bleeding had to stop so you guys could move on because you still had four at-bats left. For you, this has got to be fun, getting in the lineup every day because, correct me if I'm wrong, you committed to Utah out of high school, went on your LDS mission. Yeah. And so when you came back this year, you were getting in your baseball grooves. I mean, you were just kind of getting your baseball cleats back, so to speak, under you. So playing every day here this summer has got to feel really good. It looks like you're back in form.
Exactly, yeah. So coming back last summer, I had to get back into everything and take it kind of slow. The coaches worked with me to take everything slow and make sure I was right on track. And so it's great to get out here and to be playing every day and kind of find a rhythm that'll help me be successful when I go back to the University of Utah.
the experience of, as a young man, going to a mission, an LDS mission in Central America. I know, and I've mentioned it on the broadcast because I think it's such a positive that you're fluent in Spanish. Don't know if you were before you went, but just talk about that experience. It's got to be frightening to go, but you know what it was like for you, and did you know Spanish when you went?
I didn't know Spanish. I mean, I took Spanish in high school, but I never paid attention enough, and it kind of came back to bite me a little bit. But definitely a humbling experience more than anything. We don't realize what we take for granted a lot of times. So to go out there and see people in tough situations and to be able to bring them a message of hope and help them become better people is just an amazing opportunity that I'll never forget.
So tell me where you went.
So I was in Panama City. So it's the last country in Central America, and it was just an incredible experience. Water on both sides, so you're kind of surrounded there, and it feels like a little island, but anyway, it was incredible.
Baseball, being in the lineup here, and from the day you joined this team and the day you got in there, I have to be honest, I'm a fan of the way you carry yourself. I've been around a lot of big league teams, a lot of professionals, a lot of top college programs, and I can see you take pride in playing the game the right way. How do you do that without being the one with still fitting in? You know what I mean? You got all these other guys. Some of them are 18, maybe barely 19.
Yeah, I think I look at things from a different perspective than everyone else because I focus on the most important things, and the number one thing is the effort that you put into it and the attitude that you have. So I always try to go out there and be an example to everyone else that we need to play the game right and be successful. And I feel like it helps the younger guys realize that, you know, there's more to the game, and if we play the game right, that we can be successful in more than just the game of baseball, but in the game of life.
You know, because let's be honest, I mean, and I mentioned that you had a 10-game hitting streak snapped yesterday, but you scuffled in that streak some, too. I mean, that's what people don't understand. You're still getting on base on those games where you're scuffling. You're still doing those little things. And honestly, I've seen that from the team the last couple of games, a couple of bunt hits, at least trying, double steal, things like that that I think are more going to be the winning personality for this team. So playing through that scuffling, I think, helps you too.
Absolutely. I mean, baseball is a game of ups and downs, and it was interesting. I was talking to my dad last night and talking about how my swing felt the best it's ever felt yesterday, and it was the game I was 0-for-4. You know, so it's kind of how the game goes, but you just step up and try to put the ball in play and you know, let things happen, and the game of baseball always comes around.
Tell me about the bomb. When's the last home run you had? You had a home run last week, and I know it felt great.
Yeah, I mean, the last home run I've hit in a game, I can't tell you. It had to probably be my senior season of high school. Definitely hit a lot out in BP, but, yeah, it was a good feeling, you know, looking for a pitch out over the plate and something I could drive in with a good count.
Because we are kind of in that thing where players, young guys especially, could get caught up in that launch angle stuff and all that, but you hear Bill Plummer talking about it. He's like, you hit the ball hard in the gaps and all that stuff happens. You can't be thinking about that all the time.
Yeah, exactly. My approach definitely is to drive the ball the other way and drive the ball up the middle, and definitely not trying to pull a ball because that's when I kind of get outside of my approach. But when that ball's inside, just kind of let your hands react to it and that ball will go.
The Colt 45's experience, what are you going to take from this experience in Redding this summer back with you to Utah?
A ton of confidence. I feel like every time I leave the ballpark, I try and leave with more confidence than that which I came. And I feel like overall, you know, confidence in my swing, confidence in my abilities, and the coaches see a lot of potential in me, and that'll just help me grow from here.
Tyler Thompson batting .311, a homer, got to say it, 10 RBI, leading the club in runs scored, and I know that's what you're looking for, and a .523 on-base percentage. These baseball things, these stats are, you know, just part of it, as you mentioned. What's your long-term goal? Do you want to stay in the game? Is that part of what you want to do?
Professional baseball is always the goal, always the dream, and just working hard. You know, there's a lot of things outside of your control, but I just want to make sure that I help my team win ball games, and along the way, if I can get some personal gain out of it, then I'm going to do it.
Best of luck to you, Tyler. I understand you have some family here today. That's the last question. That'll be fun because they haven't seen you playing a game in a long time.
Yeah, it's definitely been a while. It'll be good to have my family out here, and they were able to see a little bit of batting practice as well and see how my swings come a long way, and it'll be a fun time.
I'm Brent Weber. We'll be back to wrap the show up in just a moment. Another year.
against the wall in the night time, yes. I climb to the window and down to the street. I'm shining like a new dime. Downtown trends of food follows the Brooklyn girls. They try so hard to break out of their little world. Now you wave your hand and the skylight grows. They have nothing that will ever capture your heart. There's just thorns without the rose. Be careful of them in the dark. Oh, if I was the one you chose to be your only one. Oh, yeah. Can't you hear me now? Can't you hear me now? I see you tonight. Roll it down to the train. Every night. I know your stairs and your doorway. I walk down your street and past your keys. I stand by the light of the doorway. You watch a massive fall. Oh, baby, they all have heart attacks. They stay at the carnival, but they'll never win you back. I'll see you tonight. Put on downtown.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
The Reading Rancheria Head Start program is a comprehensive preschool learning environment where everyone is respected and included.
Rancheria is really good. You know, they do a lot of stuff with the community and for the families. And especially a Head Start like this, they give 150% towards the kids. It's a really awesome program.
The program is planting seeds. They get more education here. So this is a great, great Head Start.
What I really like about the Head Start is they're really into their culture. They work on their language, both Wintu and Pitt River.
The Reading Rancheria is giving people an opportunity to grow, helping build this community into a stronger place. And they're very proud of their heritage.
Coming together for the kids in education, it's powerful.
The Reading Rancheria Head Start program is free to those eligible. Learn more and enroll at readingrancheria.com.
This is a pre-recorded broadcast of Scorecard Scribblings.
The heart is a blue, shoots up to the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck.
Hey everybody, Brent Weber, special edition of ScorecardScribblings.com tonight with interviews from Andy Baena, Tyler Thompson, and Bill Plummer, all part of our pregame show on Colt 45's broadcasts. So stick around for this hour, special 4th of July edition. Here's some more. Back at Tiger Field, Colt 45's baseball. We're joined now by Andy Baena, who has played in every Colt 45's game this summer. But you're not in the lineup tonight, so you get a little bit of a break, and it is that time of year. And you take a break after your first three-hit game of the summer. That was a good feeling last night for the whole club, wasn't it?
Definitely. I think yesterday was the most hits we've had in a game all year, so definitely guys starting to get in the groove and, you know, starting to see the ball well, so it was good.
Now, well, for you, I mean, I don't know if you've even been to this part of Northern California at all before coming up here. And for any of you guys, it's an adjustment getting here. You're going from the artificial bat to the wood bat and seeing live pitching. It's different than the cage. There's an adjustment. How's that adjustment for you? And obviously the last 3-4 weeks, you've looked like you're feeling good.
Definitely. You know, it took a little bit. You know, I started off a little bit slower than I would like to, but definitely starting to feel my swing a little bit more, working a lot. You know, Plum has been great for us, giving us a bunch of reps and stuff. So just been feeling a lot more comfortable and feeling a lot more confident in the box, and I feel like it's starting to show in my game.
And for you, you've got the challenge of playing other positions. Tyler, you started in center. That would be a more natural position for you, but you're getting some reps in right field. All of this helps you when you go back in the fall at Regis University, right?
Most definitely. You know, the more versatile I become, the more I'll be able to compete, and the more I'll be able to find some time on the field. So it's been a little bit of an adjustment when you're learning right field, but I think I'm starting to make a good adjustment and starting to feel pretty comfortable out there.
You can always pick the brain of Rick Bassetti, too, played outfield in the big leagues. You mentioned Bill Plummer, the former Big Red Machine catcher. And not to pick on you guys because you're so young, but really that's my era of players. Did you know much about Plummer and or Bassetti before you came here? I'm sure you've learned a lot since. You've heard some good stories.
Definitely have heard some good stories. When I was looking at summer ball teams, my coaches recommended the Colt 45s for that exact reason. You know, Bo has been a great teacher of the outfield to me, and, you know, just to be able to take my game to the next level, learning from a guy who led the AL in assists, led the AL in putouts, you know, during his time, will help me take my game to the next level.
What do you need to improve on this summer? I mean, everybody sets goals, but baseball season never really stops anymore, you know, so what are you trying to accomplish without putting too much pressure on yourself?
I feel like I'm a confident guy, so, you know, I just try and carry that over into the field. The more confident I am in my abilities, you know, I feel I'm pretty naturally talented. The more confident I am in my abilities, the more, you know, reps I get in game, I feel like that'll carry over in itself, just working on the mental aspect of the game and working on, you know, feeling like myself more out there.
Now, you're from Colorado, right? I mean, it's where you went to high school. A lot of people here, myself included, not familiar with Regis University. Tell me a little bit about Regis, why you wound up there. Miguel Marquez also there. Miggy, unfortunately, having an injury and he's probably going to be going home soon. But, you know, tell me a little bit about Regis.
Regis is a Division II school in Denver, Colorado. Being close to my family, it was a great opportunity to go there. And unfortunately, the coach that recruited me just took another job, but I'm looking forward to building with the guys. You know, I've made a lot of great friendships out there, and, you know, in a smaller school, you get really close with you know, the guys you spend a lot of time with. So, you know, it's a nice little spot. It's about 10 minutes north of downtown, so you know, we keep ourselves busy. But it's definitely a good time, and I'm looking forward to getting better out here and taking what I learned and really competing and getting after it this fall.
I'm guessing you then grew up a Rockies fan, huh?
Yes, I am a Rockies fan. You know, the Dodgers look like they're running away with the division, but never can count them out. The Rockies have a lot of fight.
Before I let you go, what has this experience been like for you this summer? Because, hey, you guys are from everywhere. You got Utah, you got Northern California, you got Texas. What has the experience been like? And I sense that you're gelling as a team now.
Up front with, you know, guys coming from all over, it might be a little awkward. You might just, you know, stay with the one or two guys you know who came here up front. But definitely as we spend more time together and, you know, personalities start to show, we're starting to become a little bit closer. And you can see that on the field, too. I feel like we're just about to start hitting our stride and really start, you know, putting teams away and playing the game that we all know how to. So it's good. It's exciting. It's, you know, the more time you spend out here, the more fun you have. So I'm really looking forward to the rest of the summer.
And to Bayana, thank you for taking the time to join me. I know you may still get in the game. You're not in the starting lineup, but you got to prepare just like you're going to get called on in there as you guys try to take the rubber match in a three-game set with the Fresno A's. Thanks, Andy. We'll be back. Welcome back to Redding Colt 45's Baseball. We're at Tiger Field preparing for game two of a three-game set heading into Father's Day Sunday here at the ballpark against the Fresno A's. Tough luck loss last night for our guest in the pregame show. Eamon Velarde got tagged with a loss, but another solid start in five innings, four hits, two runs, just one of them earned. And walks have not been a problem for you this year. Strikeouts have been good. That really three starts in a row. You've got to be feeling pretty good with the way the summer's unfolding.
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty good with just like the way that when I've been pitching recently, I've been able to incorporate like my off-speed pitches more, because in the spring at Feather River, it was basically I just threw a fastball for every single game I pitched, and that was a thing that coaches wanted me to work on this summer, was to work on getting secondary pitches that I can throw for strikes, and I'm feeling pretty confident with that. So,
well, one thing I saw last night was a maturity point during the game was you weren't throwing the breaking ball for strikes early.
Yeah.
And they were struggling with the fastball, but you kept working it because you knew you were going to need it as you got into their lineup. And then you did get it under control. I mean, as a starter, that's one thing you know you got to do. If it's not working right now, you got to still get it working at some point.
Yeah. It was I was releasing it super far back, and I didn't need to get it out in front more. And then once I think it was like the third inning, I started getting my release point where it should be, and I was getting more bite on it, and it was more of a competitive pitch, basically.
Let's talk a little bit about you baseball. You're out of Yreka.
Yeah.
And playing down at Feather River College. So is that? I'm not even sure if that's technically in Butte County or not. But
it's Plumas County.
It is in Plumas. So no phone calls, no letters on that, people from Plumas. But we've seen a lot of players in that program. And, you know, what has your experience been like there? Because obviously they're wanting you to step up your role next year. What's it been like and what's that team like?
Just the whole team is just a great environment. The school, I like small towns because Yreka is a small town, and like it was an easy transition to go from Yreka to Quincy, so like that was pretty nice. And then the coaches, they know a lot and they help with all the players just getting better and developing and getting to the next level, because I'm pretty sure like everybody who is a sophomore this year is going on to play at D1, D2, D3, NAIA. They're going on to keep playing. So they're pretty good with that, and they have good connections, and it's just overall a really great program, and I love being there.
Well, for you, this is, I guess, your second summer collegiate playing in Reading. Last year you played with the Ringtails a little bit, right? And,
yeah.
And I noticed when I was looking at the stats, you hit pretty good against the Colt 45s last year, so they weren't just recruiting you for your arm, I guess, huh?
Yeah, I'm trying to I don't like the whole PO thing, and because like it's baseball and you want to play as much as you can, and I feel like I can contribute more to help a team win when on the days I'm not pitching, because you can't pitch every single day, and I feel like I can contribute more to helping teams win if I'm able to swing it too. And so I want to try and help in the spring next year with Feather River. I want to try and help the team in as many ways as possible, so I'm trying to work on my hitting so I can contribute in that way as well.
Well, and you had a good chance to get in the lineup of player day because the numbers were short, as they usually are when the collegiate season begins, and you got out there, you got your hits. I'm not sure, you might still be leading the team in hitting. You're up there near the top, but those weren't flukes, and you got a chance to show Barrett Fasking and the staff that, hey, you know, I'm not an out if you need me in the lineup, and you've been able to fill in as well in the outfield because of a couple of guys getting banged up.
Yeah, it's kind of funny because I came in all fall and all spring at Feather River. I was mostly just a first baseman when I would get to like play defense and stuff. And then they told me, they're like, you're gonna play left, and I was like, all right, because I haven't played outfield since like my senior year of high school. So it's fun though.
Well, you have, and if summer collegiate allows for this, you've evolved into the ace of this staff, and I know that for you, the consistency is really important. What are you looking for the rest of this summer? You know, what do you want to accomplish with this team for the next 6 weeks or so?
I just want to work on making sure that I can consistently throw my secondary pitches, and I want to try and up my velocity a little bit more for the coming fall and spring at Feather River. And then, I don't know, just keep swinging it, though. Work on the right-handed swing a little more, because that's probably my weakest point right now with my offense.
So we'll be looking next year. Next year this time we'll be talking about hopefully where you're going to be playing for your ball after this. Eamon Velarde, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Hey, everybody. Brent Weber, Scorecard Scribblings tonight. Previous interviews with Colt 45's players and coaches. As this 4th of July edition prepares us for tomorrow's big game, 4th of July, 6 p.m., first pitch out at the ballpark. So be sure and join us for the pregame show and more about 10 minutes until 6 on the 4th of July. Buy a ticket, come to the game, then after the game, enjoy the fireworks in the outfield at Tiger Field. I'm Brent Weber. Join us next week for a new guest on Scorecard Scribblings. If you want to find out more about me and what I'm trying to do with this show, go to scorecardscribblings.com. For now, you have a great 4th of July week.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.